Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
We have major AI news coming out of Google in relation to video. You know, this is the one topic that just gets me fired up more than anything else, and that is AI and video. I love it. I think it's crazy. I think it's so cool. So Google has just announced that their VO video generation model is coming to Gemini. This is really exciting. We're going to be breaking down everything happening with this because they have some surprises in there that you may not be expecting. Before we get into this, Jamie, could you tell us a little bit about the AI Hustle School community?
Absolutely. If you have not heard of our school community yet, you need to go check it out because we have over 340 members all interested in growing their businesses and also making extra cash using AI. In this group, we release weekly bonus content where we cover exact strategies of how we're making money in the real world with AI. We share numbers, all the different tools we use. Jaden has some awesome content about a music streaming side hustle he's done over the years and makes pretty significant passive income from. I talk about an Amazon program I made 25 grand with last year and how I'm currently trying to scale it with AI, and just a lot of stuff that we're really excited about sharing, but don't necessarily want to share all the nitty-gritty details here on the podcast. It's $19 a month. If you go sign up today, you can lock that price in because it will go up eventually over time. So definitely check it out. But yeah, let's talk about Gemini's new AI video models. It looks pretty cool. So let me, I'm going to show you their actual product page here, their announcement page. It has some really cool demos. That's kind of why I wanted to show you. But it looks very similar to me to some of the other ones like, you know, Runway and Sora that we've seen. I even think potentially maybe even a little bit better. So it's already has been released as of today.
Bold statement there, Jamie. It's better than Runway and Sora.
Well,
Google's coming out swinging.
It looks impressive. I mean, so we've talked about this before, but you know, it's nice. I like Google products a lot because they are, you know, work well within the Google ecosystem.
Yeah,
but this I like for several reasons. I'm going to break it down and then turn it over to you. But first, it looks really impressive. So if you look at some of these shots, it's very similar to some of the other video generation tools we've seen with, you know, pretty impressive video clips just right out of the gate with, you know, pretty simple prompts. But if you scroll down, it has kind of breaks down into like what you actually are getting here. It has 16:9 landscape format. You can generate 720p videos up to 8 seconds long. So that actually, I'm trying to think of what video tool we talked about last week, but that's a couple seconds longer than typical than I've seen so far. Plus the 720p resolution is also really good. You can use this on your phone, which is awesome, using the Gemini app. So currently you have to have Gemini Advanced, they're calling it, which is like their paid tier to access it, but maybe someday they'll release it. I'm excited because I really like their audio AI stuff, Notebook LM specifically. So I think this one could be a really cool tool moving forward. But Jaden, what have you heard about this? What do you think?
Yeah, so I mean, I think this is really cool. I will say the one thing that I am bummed about, so they have this as if you have, like, yeah, you get this or whatever if you have their premium tier, but I have something called Google Workspace. A lot of people have Google Workspace. And if you have Google Workspace or Google's education account, it doesn't come included with this new video thing. So you actually have to get their premium subscription separate, which I'm like, ah, come on. What's interesting, like this space is heating up fast. Runway, the other main competitor you mentioned, Jamie, they just raised $300 million in new capital. And so So obviously this is getting very competitive. Starting today, Tuesday, Gemini Advanced subscribers are going to be able to get this VO2. Like you mentioned, the 720p resolution, like I think it's very cool, especially as we're like, okay, this is coming online. I'm not going to lie, though. Like, if I was going to make a YouTube video or something, like, you need at least 1080p resolution. So it's like, so like, it doesn't mean it's completely useless. You know, I was recently watching a video yesterday by CoffeeZilla. If you've ever heard of him, he's exposed to like online scams or whatever. And he's got like all sorts, he's really big into like, I don't know, like animations and like, or like his videos are very like cool, the editing and stuff. And one thing he does is it's like him and he'll have like a fake TV that he's like talking to, but really like, you know, he's doing this all with like post-production editing, but like on the TV, there's like some sort of video playing. Now, if you were doing something like that, right, where it doesn't have to take up the whole screen, it's just like a smaller video on something you're making, you could use this. But like, I think you really want to be able to get this in 1080p. So that makes this a lot more useful. What's interesting, they have the ability, once you make them, you can export to TikTok or YouTube. There's a little share button that you can do that. You also can download them as MP4 files, which I think most people are just going to want to do that, because as if you're going to upload an 8-second clip for anything useful other than, yeah. So you're going to want to download this as an MP3 file. All of these are watermarked, though, with something called Google's Synth ID technology. Now, this is an interesting concept. We've talked about some of these before, but essentially to combat deep fakes or these types of issues that might arise with AI video, Google has developed something called Synth ID Tech, and essentially they put a watermark that you cannot see on the screen. When I watch the video, it just looks like a video that somebody made, but embedded in there, there's little pixels and things that you know, your naked eye might not notice, but their algorithm can pick up. So Google on YouTube will always be able to identify, you know, if you used AI generated clips, and they can put a tag on the actual video to notify people that this is the case if people are interested in it. Kind of like how people say like hashtag sponsored on an Instagram post to let you know that something's sponsored. They might have a tag letting you know that there's AI generated videos in a particular piece of footage that you're watching. So I think this is very interesting. And I think we'll probably see the same technology coming out of a lot of people in the future.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think I feel like in some ways, a lot of companies have been throttling the video. They're a little bit afraid to go full speed on it because of the the issue of, you know, is this real? Is this fake? And, you know, getting into litigation and stuff like that. So I feel like that's a great play on their part to have that, you know, technology baked in. So what was the, I'm trying to remember, last week we talked about a new video generation model that was released that you could, it could combine 6-second clips up into like a 2-minute clip. Do you remember what that was?
I cannot remember. I will think about it and get back to you in a second. But in the meantime, what I did want to say is Google's doing something cool. So they're integrating their VO2 with something called Whisk. This is essentially, they call it an experimental feature, which the only thing I don't like about calling something an experimental feature is sometimes they like remove it and they're like, oh, that was an experiment. For example, last week or this week when OpenAI said, hey, we got the new GPT-4.1 coming out. They said GPT-4.5 was just an experiment and we're rolling that back and it's going to be gone in 6 months. I think it was more compute intensive than they're planning for and it actually costs money. So they built a more optimized version, but they're like quickly like trying to kill the old one as fast as they could. So I just hate when AI companies attach an experimental tag to things because you know that it could, I don't know, get nuked. But the thing that I think is cool here, Whisk essentially allows them to use images as a prompt to create a video. So you give it an image and you're like, hey, take this video, this image and like animate it, make it move. We've seen similar things from other companies. I think Jamie had a side hustle where you're making like kids' YouTube videos using that same type of strategy. It's cool to see Google coming out with it. It's obviously not the first person. They didn't invent this, but I'm excited that they have that feature.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, there's tons of competition now, I feel like, with the AI video creation. So I'm excited to try it out because, yeah, I think it was Amazon Nova Reel.
Oh, that was Amazon, yes.
Amazon had that. It was the, but that's only available to their developers, but you could make a 2-minute video with 6-second shots, and then it was supposed to keep the grading and themes similar throughout, which I think is a cool concept. I would love for, you know, Google or someone like that to come up with that ability, because I think that could really turn AI video into something a little bit more useful that maybe you could post on social media.
100%. Well, if you enjoyed today's episode talking about the latest in AI and video, we would love to have you drop a review on the podcast. They mean a lot to us and we read them all. So we really appreciate them if we added any value to you. And we'd also love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. So make sure to check that out. I'll leave a link in the description to school community/AI Hustle. We'd love to have you in there. It is an amazing time in that community. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?